Okay. So, we're moving on from Binyan Kalim, and now we're going to go into another sugya that's going to take us a while. Great. Or at least a series of sugyas, really, that will take a while. I was looking to see how long it's going to take to get to the end of the perek, which is not so far from here, but the answer is, I don't know. Okay. So, it's a bit of a dense Gemara. Okay. So, after Binyan Kalim sugya, so if you look about halfway down the Gemara, the Gemara brings a story. Ula ikla lebe Rav Yehuda. So Ula went and he visited Azar Yehuda. Kam Shamei. And the Shamash got up, his assistant, Zokaf le Lishraga, and he set up the candle. So Esvei Rav Yehuda le'Ula. So Rav Yehuda told Ula, Hanotin Shemen Shemener Chayev Mishuv Mavir. How could you do that if you put candle, if you put Zarkov Shraga. If you just look back at what happened here, Rashi says, "Sherotz Yishtalik Hashem Lachorav L'Nishach Achar Psila V'Tichbe." What do you want to do? He wanted the candle to go out, so he took the candle. In the smack in the middle of the Gemara.
And
22. Yeah, Chaf Beis Amidalev. Like, see where the two dots are? Two dots are like three lines before that.
Oh, okay.
Right, like
this was the
Shabbos. This was, yeah. This is, well, let's hold off what day it is. It's either Shabbos or Yom Tov, yes. It is, right, it is clearly a Yom Kodesh. So what is Zakef Leila Shraga? It's like this, right? If you have a candle, right, so if you have the wick right here, right, in the candle, right, so it'll light. If you turn it, right, slowly the oil will go away from it. Really, I don't mean a candle. I mean, an oil lamp. As you turn it up, right, so then the wick will have less and less oil and will go out. So that was what he did. So he said, how can you do that? Hanosin shem and shemaner chayev mishum mavir. Now that obviously refers to Shabbos. If you put oil in a candle on Shabbos, so you're chayev mishum mavir, that's called making a fire because you're adding to the fire. Vamistapek mimenu chayev mishum mechaveh. And if you take oil out of it, so then you violate the prohibition of mechaveh, right? Of extinguishing. So how can your shamash go and basically not actually put out the candle, but minimize the amount of oil such that it goes out quicker? That's mechabe. So Amalei, so he gave him the very good answer, which is lava dadai. You're right. I didn't realize he did it. Right? I don't agree. Don't assume everything my shamash does I knew about. Lava dadai, I didn't know. Okay. So. So what's going on here? Right? The Gemara sets out this principle that adding oil to a candle, to a lamp, is called mavir. That's called adding to a fire. That's you're chayav for that. If you remove some of the oil, that is mechabeh. But what day are we talking about? Right? Are we talking about Shabbos? Are we talking about Yom Tov? Now, the Braisa that we're quoting, clearly, Hanosin Shevaner cannot possibly be Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov, it is permitted to add oil to a fire, right? On Yom Tov, midaraisa, you're allowed to light a flame. Midarabanan, you can't light a new flame because of molid, right? So we transfer flames. But you're allowed, right? That's a derabanan problem. But assuming the fire is already lit, you can add fuel to the fire, right? That's no different than when we transfer, right? When we light our Yom Tov candles from a pre-existing flame, that's fine. So that's clearly not a Yom Tov problem. That's only a Shabbos problem. But what about mistapik? Right? What if you take oil out of a candle, which leads to mechabeh, which leads to not direct extinguishing, but slowly will lead to the fire to extinguish. Is that mutter or asra on Yom Tov? So, there's a problem. What does it mean, mistapik? Right? Mistapik doesn't actually mean take oil away. Mistapik means you use. Right? You're using oil from the lamp, so then you're chayev, because you're removing it, right, and you're using it, and therefore, but while you're using it, right, obviously you're minimizing the amount of oil in the lamp, so it's going to go out. Okay, great. What are you doing with that oil? So what did people do with the oil? You could have been doing a million things.
Rashi says,
Ocho, you're eating it. Now, there's a problem. If you're eating it, what? It's probably not great for you. But it's olive oil, whatever. You're lighting with olive oil. Okay. Yeah, whatever. It's olive oil, and, Yes, I mean, we're thinking, you know, if you're thinking like a Hanukkah, you know, menorah, so fine, yeah, it's dirty and whatever. If you have a big jug of oil and you have a floating wick on one side, you take some of the olive oil, it's pretty clean, right, and you use it on your salad. Okay, a shtickle weird, but fine, I guess that's what they did. We don't do it, but okay, they did it. So Rashi says that it is, that you're eating it. Now, okay, well, what day is this, Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the context of our Gemara seems to be Yom Tov, and Rashi takes it that way. Rashi says Chayv Mishum Mechabeh V'Kibu B'Yom Tov Lo Ishtari, but that gets you to a strange conclusion because Rashi says that Mechabeh, right, extinguishing Kibui is Asar on Yom Tov, even when you're taking the oil and using it for food, right? Even when it's Ochel Nefesh. Right, you're not just taking oil stam, you're taking oil for your salad, so presumably that should have been mutter, and Rashi's chiddush is no, that because the act you're doing is mechabeh, right, the taking the oil out of the candle isn't ochel nefesh, it's that you're using the oil for an ochel nefesh purpose, but the actual taking the oil out of the candle, the actual extinguishing of the flame, is not for ochel nefesh purposes, so Rashi's mechadesh, that is aser. Now, but is that obvious, right? Is it obvious that our Gemara is to A, talking about Yom Tov, B, talking about we're using it for Achila, and C, even when you're using the oil for food, if the extinguishing itself is not food-related, it would be Asar, right? Those are three assumptions that Rashi is making about our Sugya, none of which are obvious, right? Our Gemara could be talking about Shabbos and not Yom Tov, which is evidenced by the first half of the Braisa, which is Mavir, right, which clearly only applies on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov because you're allowed to do Avar on Yom Tov. And it's not clear that Mistapek actually means you're using it for food. Right? So it's not really clear, but that's Rashi's position. So if you look, the Or HaZeruah, in number two, the Or HaZeruah takes this up, and he says, Ha Mistapek, Ha Notel Mimenu Ve'Ochel Chayev Mishum Mechabe V'Kibu V'Yom Tov Lo Ishtari Ad Kan Rashi. Right? So he quotes Rashi, who again, assumes this is Yom Tov, assumes you're using it for food, and it's still Aser, because Mechaba is always Aser. Rotsa Lomar, Demaisa De'ula B'Yom Tov Habe. Meaning Rashi thinks this happens in Yom Tov. V'afilu Hachi Parech Mishabes A'Yom Tov. And even so, we take a Braisa that's referring to Shabbos, and we use it to question Yom Tov. De'isur Kibui B'Yom Tov Kimo B'Shabbos. Because the assumption is that while Mavir may be different, right, Havara, lighting a flame is mutter on Yom Tov, even though it's not mutter on Shabbos. Extinguishing is always Aser, and therefore the halacha is equivalent. The chen kasev b'tosvos, and that's what Tosvos says. V'tosvos riva zatzal. Sorry, but in the Tosvos the riva, right? He says differently. Dibshabbos kai. The Riva said, no, it can't be that Rashi is right. It must be we're not talking about Yom Tov at all. It must be that we're talking about Shabbos. Because otherwise it makes no sense. And Yom Tov should be mutter. Valiba der Yehuda da'amar melacha shein tzricha legufa chayev aleh. And it must be that we're also passing the Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in general. Melacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? When you do a melacha not for its own sake, are you chayev or pater? So Rabbi Yehuda says, chayev, right? Even if you do a malacha not for its own sake, you are liable. Rabbi Shimon says, you're pater. Now, this is clearly a classic malacha shein tzricha legufa, because you don't need the kibui, right? You don't need to extinguish the flame. You have no interest in extinguishing the flame. You need oil for your salad. The fact that it's extinguishing the flame is ein tzricha legufa. That was totally ancillary to what you did. And yet the Gemara says you're chayev, so it must be assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, that even when the malacha is incidental to what you're doing, you're still chayev. De'ilu b'yom tov. The Riva says that, even that, can only be true on Shabbos, because on Yom Tov, kim shem istapik mimenu la'achila, eino chayev. If you are taking the oil to eat, you can't be liable. De'mechabe hu litzorech ochel nefesh. Because now the extinguishing is for ochel nefesh. Va'afilu lechad chila nirash aya mutter b'yom tov. I can't lishono, and therefore it should be mutter lechad chila. Okay, so what do we have? So the position of the Riva that's quoted by the Or HaZeruah makes a lot of sense. Right? It's pretty easy to understand. He says very simply, look, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do malacha v'ruchel nefesh. If you need the oil for your salad, and the reason you're taking the oil is for your salad, then it's ruchel nefesh. It's food-related. So food-related malacha, it's mutter, we're done. End of story. On Shabbos, it's usher. Are you chayiv on Shabbos? Depends. If you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that even when the malacha is incidental to what you need, then yes, you're chayiv. If you think that when the malacha is incidental, you're potter, so it's usher, but you're exempt. Right? Pretty straightforward. But what is Rashi holding? So Rashi must hold that, well, that's not obvious, right? Because on the one hand, we say it's intuitive to say it's ochel nefesh because you're using the oil for food. But on the other hand, right, what's another way of looking at it? No, in order for malacha to be mutar yom tov, the malacha has to be l'tzorech ochel nefesh. Right here, you need the oil, right? It's, you know, it's ironic, right? It's the malacha is incidental to what you're doing, which normally makes it better. Right? Normally, when the malacha is only incidental, that's intzricha l'gufa. But here, that makes it worse, right? Because if it's a malacha which is for food, so then it's mutter. If the malacha isn't necessary for the food, it's the fact that a malacha is happening is incidental, but therefore it is not food-oriented, then ironically, because it's not legufa, because the malacha itself is not necessary for the food, it's just that's your only oil. So therefore it's not lochal nefesh, and their machlokes therefore is, how do you define the words malacha letzarech lochal nefesh? Is it that anytime there's a food-related purpose, I'm allowed to do a malacha? Or is it any malacha which is food-oriented, is mutter. Right? It's a very subtle distinction. I'll do that one more time. Right? According to Tosfos, any time there's food-related, I'm allowed to do malacha. Right? Therefore, even if, sure, if I had extra oil, I wouldn't take it from the candle. But the moment, I don't. So I'm taking it from the candle. I didn't need to do mechabe to put oil on my salad. It's fine, but right now I do. So I'm doing malacha for food purposes. That's all I need to ask. I don't care if it's incidental. I don't care if it's fundamental. Right? Rashi says, no, if I'm cooking, so cooking, the malacha itself of bishul is letzorech ochel nefesh, right? I need, if I want to cook on Yom Tov, I need to violate bishul. And therefore, that malacha at its core is called ochel nefesh. It's called a malacha which is needed for food. But mechabeh normally is not ochel nefesh oriented, right? Normally, I cook my soup, so I need to light the flame. When I turn off the flame, that's not l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's because I'm finished doing the malacha l'tzorech ochel nefesh. The fact here that it happens to be that I need the oil, and the oil will cause a mechabe, that's fine. But mechabe is not a malacha, which is normally ochel nefesh oriented. Right? The only types of malachos that are mutter are those that are normally ochel nefesh oriented, not ones that, because of a weird situation, happen to have ochel nefesh. Right? And therefore Rashi says it's ironically usher. The Gemara is going to bring up machshir. We haven't talked about machshir. This isn't machshir. This is ochel nefesh proper. Right? But you want it on your salad. Right?
Yeah, but you're removing it. By removing it, you're not putting it on the salad.
Well, that's it. Wait. It's not directly a machshir question. It's a little bit of different, right? I guess you could look at it as similar to machlokas rehudam lechachamim, whether machshiri ochel nefesh or mutter. It's similar, yeah.
How's it different than something like carrying? The parallel to carrying would be that the food just happens to be in a different place where you are, in different reshus than you are. But the carrying itself isn't ochel nefesh.
Right. So, what you'd say is, A, it's the type of thing which is usually used for food, right? And, right, but also it's, carrying as we've seen, ochel nefesh is also expansive. Ochel nefesh doesn't just include ochel nefesh, it includes other malachot that are at least letzorech yom tov. Right here, even the malacha you're doing is incidental,
yeah.
Right? Meaning, at least by carrying, the carrying itself benefits you, right? Here, if I had extra oil, I'm not going to take it in my candle. Right? It's not that the extinguishing helps me. It's the extinguishing is a secretion, as it were, right, mm-hmm. of what I need, which ironically makes things worse,
yeah.
Right? Because the mechava itself is not food-oriented at all, right? It's just a...
It's a consequence of,
yeah.
Of taking the food.
Yeah, and so ironically, that makes it worse. And that's Rashi's position. But again, the Orzarua, right, quoting the Riva, says, no, it should be opposite, right? Meaning, here, it's ochel nefesh oriented. The malacha itself is malacha chin zrichal guva, should be better, right? Rashi thinks it's worse. If you look at Tosfos, Right, Tosfos weighs in also. Tosfos says, Eina rata lomar, mifnei shemimayar kibui. Delo eve ella gram kibui. Gram kibui, biyom dov shari. So he first of all clarifies. We can't be talking about a case where, try this again, here. We can't be talking about a case where, let's say, the flame is in the middle of this, you just do this. So it quickens how long it's going to go out, but it doesn't actually extinguish it. Tosfos assumes that can't be what's going on. Because if that was what was going on, it's mutter. Why? Because that's called gram, right? That's a cause, right? Not direct action, right? Grama, it means it was caused, it was an indirect cause, but it wasn't direct. You weren't extinguishing. If you said, if that's all you did, or you turned it like this, and shortened how long it was going to be going, on Yom Tov that would be mutter, because gram, kibui, is mutter on Yom Tov. And that is how we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says gram kibui on Yom Tov is mutter. So then what must the case be? It says, Ava bishem maher kibuya, even though you're quickening it. Uveshav is nami inu chayev. On Shabbos also, you're not chayev. Ela, hainu taima. Hold vosu shashu mistapek mimena mechabe tzas. Tosa said the problem, right? So for Rashi and there was a rule both, right, didn't weigh in on whether it's just because you're minimizing it. Tosa says no, it's not about minimizing, it's about something different. Namely, you know what, I held this for later. Oh, we'll do it now anyways. And then we'll come back to Pesach in a moment. Right, so Tosa says, what does it mean? The problem is not that you're quickening the flame going out. What's the problem? That you are dimming it now. Right? There's two potential problems of taking away oil. Right? One is the flame will stay the same strength but last shorter. The second is that the flame now will be dimmer. Tosa says, number one, on Yom Tov is mutter. Because that's called gram kibui. That's called indirect cause. Because all you're doing is quickening when it's going to go out. But you're not doing anything to the flame now. The only time it's going to be usur is if you dim the flame now. Lamai nafkamina. Right? What's the difference? He says very simple. What lekach nire? Like kibui mikan yesh lahater candle lashel shava gedola lachdoch lamata mimena. So he said, so I'll tell you a very simple nafkamina, a candle, a wax candle, right? If you take a wax candle, you hold it up, and you cut off the bottom, right? Will it last shorter? Yes. Will the flame dim? No. So Tosa said, well, if the only reason this is kibui at all is not because you're quickening it, but because you're dimming it, then that's only true by an oil lamp. But a candle is cut off the bottom, and you're done. Right, you're fine, right? Because the only time it's kibui at all is if you dim the flame. Right, kevin de v'shav shechotech oza eino makish ma'or shelach klal. Since when you cut it, it doesn't become dim. Afal gavashu goreim legram kibuya shari. Even though you're causing it to go out earlier, that's fine. V'dafka lachdoch oza pe'or al v'saken oser. But then he clarifies that it means only to cut it with fire. Right, meaning to melt off the bottom, right, but not to cut it. But you can't actually cut it. You're allowed to melt it off, right? Because then it's just gram kibui. If you cut it off, that's a problem. We'll come back to why that is in a moment.
So the question of this Tosfos, then, if on Yom Tov, you could, let's say, move one of the on the Shabbos clock, you can move one of the little.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Don't worry, we're coming to this. Don't worry, we are coming to it.
Tosfos saying shari, like they can make it say it's mutter gamri.
Which you can.
You can move, that's just the timers. Okay, we'll get there.
We're going to get there. Not actually, I didn't actually put the timers here, I did the other. Timers is part of this machlokes, but it's a bit more complicated because you still have to ask the electricity question. But yes, part of the question on timers is that. Yes, is this called gram? Is it what? Yes.
But he's not connecting with the food at all.
Right. I mean, Tosa hasn't weighed in whether it's food or not. Now, we know from the Urza Ruah that there were Balei Tosa's thought it was about food. Okay. But hold the thought on Tosa's. Now, just I probably should have just moved it till then, but okay, fine. Yeah.
From the context of Ochel Nefesh.
So, right, the Tosfos doesn't seem to weigh in on that.
Turn my gaze up and up and down.
So that's what we are going to talk about today, right? Is the turn it off. We're going to get to down. That's the question. You can definitely turn it up. Question going to be down. Okay. So how do you pumpkin
with something not on top of it?
What?
If you have food and it's going to spoil, can't you turn it down?
Don't worry, we're going to get to kol koreis and cheirims that were issued on this issue. Just give me a minute. Okay. Now, how do you paskin on the first question? Okay. Can you do mistapek l'tzorech ochel nefesh or not? Right? If you need it for food. So we saw Rashi said no, or Zeruah quoted the Rivah saying yes. So you look at 3 in the Shar Tzion. He says, the levush, v'ayin b'le rabba, shevi v'shem aguda, dim lokech shem k'dei lechol mutter. The El Yerabba paskins like the Zeruah, that if you need the oil for food, it's mutter. The kibbutz el tzorech ochel nefesh hu. Omnam kosav, the mikama poskim lo mashmachi, ayin shab, but many poskim think that you can. Find Pesach Rebbe Nechananel. The Mashma Gamkein Lasser. Rebbe Nechananel seems to think it's Lasser. If it's Tzorach, Ian Lamaisa, he's not sure. Right? Mishnah Berurah doesn't know. He said it's Machloket. Okay. Good. That's what you got. How do you paskin? I don't know. When it comes up in our lives, tell me. This is not going to be the big deal. What's going to be the big deal is what we saw before. Okay, one more point. Shitim Gubet says. Shita Miwetz says, Amr Leilav Adatoi. Klomar shlom ritzona asa, meaning I didn't want him to do it. Fine. V'hilchach aser lito b'yomta v'in Hashem and Shevener achar shu dolek afil lito noto v'ner acher. So from here you see you can't take oil away from a candle, even to put it in another candle. V'im notlu yeshlo l'hachziro kodem sheyichbe. But if you take it, you should put it back. V'chein aser lito
lab... But then you're going to cause the other one to go outside.
Yeah, so this is not obvious to me. I'm not really sure what this is all about. But that's the chiddush, right? That he thinks that... And this is a chiddush, right? That the problem isn't that you now have made it in anticipation that it'll last less, is that it will actually last less, right? But as long as you put it back, it's fine. That's not obvious. It could just be once you've taken it out, you violate it. If you take it out of the other one, you violate it again, right? That's pashtus. But the Shita Goveset has a chiddush that no, it seems to only be a problem if it actually results in it lasting less. That's very strange. But yes, that is why you put the Shita Goveset, because it's weird. And you also can't take the wick away. You can't pull it away from the oil. Some say that not only is it mutter for food, it's even mutter if you need another candle. You just need another candle. Right? On Yom Tov. V'dafka l'tzorach Yom Tov. But this is, of course, if you can't take the whole candle, right? You can't actually do that. You need this oil. Why? Because it's two things. It's gram kibui, which is what Tosfos already pointed out, and gram kibui l'tzorach yom tov is mutter. So what did you have so far? You had Rashi, who said even taking it for ochel nevesh is aser. You have the Or Zeruah, that taking it for food is mutter. The Shinim Gubetzis thinks it's as a few chidushim. First of all, it's mutter even not for food, but for any need on Yom Tov. But that's only if it's gram kibui. Right? It's Tosfos said gram kibui is mutter lechatchila on Yom Tov. The Shugubetze says gram kibui, meaning diminishing how long it's going to last, is mutter, but only lechatchila Yom Tov. Umikal makom, roi lechachimbe should be machmir. The nechel koreshonim zal im mutter lehosev pilos b'ner hadaluk. And then he adds one more point, which is the Rishonim had another machlokes. Imutir lahosif psilos b'ner hadaluk mebli tosefes shemen shegorim kibur lepsila han nidlekes kodem zmana. Is it even usher to add wicks? Right, there's two ways of making a fire go out more quickly. Taking away oil or adding wicks, right? So, pashtos, according to Rashi and Tosos, should be that this is mutter, right? Because according to Rashi, I can't take oil out, but I'm allowed to increase a flame, right? Tosfos, no, sorry, according to the Riva, I'm even allowed to take it if I need food. The Mishita Mu'ed says, first of all, Chiddush 1 is, the Isser is to cause it to go out earlier, not to take out the oil, and therefore as long as you put it back, you're fine, which is far from obvious. Chiddush 2 is that the people who think it's mutter, like Rashi, don't then think it's mutter for food. They think it's mutter even for the expansive ochel nefesh, like for other candles, right? Chiddush 3 is that unlike Tosfos, who thinks that gram kibui is stam mutter, he thinks that it's only mutter when you combine two factors, which is gram kibui plus Tzorech Yom Tov, right? That was Chiddush 3. And Chiddush 4 is that according to the people who think that it's usher to take oil out of a candle because it's going to cause it to go out, some people think that's even true when you cause it to go out earlier, not just by taking away oil, but by adding fire. Now, this is very problematic because we know that what's clearly mutter on Yom Tov?
Havara.
Right? So the chiddush of those we shown, and this is very wild, is that that's true, but it all hangs on your kavana. Right? If your kavana is that you need fire, so then it's defined as havara. These Rishonim think that if you burn with the intent to put out, then it's called mechaba and not havara. Right? That is a very wild chiddush. Right? Yeah, it's like through your kavana. Right? What is it you're looking for? Is it that you want fire? Then it's mutter. Right? Obviously. Right? If I come into a room and it's dark and I have an oil lamp, right? I'm allowed to add another wick to make it bright. So yeah, it's kavana. It's if it going out is, you know, let's say you want to call it lo nichalet, right? Meaning, I would rather it keep going because I need the light, right? And the reason I'm increasing wicks is because I want it to last, I want it to be lighter, so that would be mutter for sure. That's called havara on Yom Tov. But if I'm lighting more flame to make it go out, even though the act that I'm doing is havara, since my kavana is mechabed, there's some reason I don't think even that's awesome. Now that's already a wild chiddush, but okay. So you see a very wide range here of shita. Okay. Interesting question. Interesting issue. Halacha l'maisa, though, the bigger issue is going to be what we just saw in Tosfos. It's okay. What exactly is this case? So as we saw, Tosfos thinks that speeding up how fast fire goes out is mutter on Yom Tov. Dimming fire is usser. Right? That's Tosfos' position. Therefore, taking away oil is usser. Right? Cutting the bottom of a candle, at least with fire, and we'll get to why that is mutter. Okay? The Rush says no. Look at the Rush in 6. The Rush says, Kosvu hatosvos. Derha dichoshiv le mechabe hainud gishmait shemen umarchiko mipianer shu dolek miad keha or haner. The ain dolek yafve kivat chila. Vehave le mechabe. Tosvos says the only reason it's ulcers is because you're dimming the flame now. Ain lefaresh misham shemen maher kviat haner. Did not osin mechita b'kol akelim bein maleim bein reikadim b'shvil shel tlavrat leikan. And he says you can't say that it's, the only problem is that you're speeding up the fire going out, because that's called gram kibui. That's called indirect causation of extinguishing the fire, and that is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the chachamim. And the context there is: are you allowed to, if you have a fire raging, are you allowed to put barrels of water around the circumference of the fire, not like in the fire, but around the fire, such that when the fire gets there, it'll burn the wooden barrel, and the water will come out, and it'll extinguish the fire, right? Can you do that? That's called gram kibui, right? You're not directly extinguishing, you're causing indirectly that it'll extinguish. So Rabbi Yossi oser b'klicheres chadashim le'imayim, she'en yichon l'kabel asa'or. Rabbi Yossi says it's oser if it's clay vessels that will break, which can't handle fire, then misbach and mechaben is adleika, because he holds that gram kibui is aser. The kaimalon kirabanan, but we paskan like the rabanan, the gram kibui mutter, that if it's indirect cause, it's permitted, at least on Yom Tov. Umihu, hahidishvo feres alpi. Well, yeah, on Shabbos it's mutter midaraisa, aser midarabanan, and Yom Tov it's mutter lechatchila.
Right.
Okay, right. So gram on Shabbos is mutter midaraisa. It's only asr midarabanan. On Yom Tov is mutter lechatchila.
And chacham is on Shabbos, not on.
Right. But I'm saying what on Shabbos, the same machlokas carries over, but at a different level. On Shabbos, the machlokas is are you chayiv midaraisa?
Right.
On Yom Tov, the question is in mutter lechatchila.
Right.
Right. Okay. Umihu hahi dishvo feres al pi haner asr. But this is not mutter. Why? Dilma asi listapuke mine, because right there's a halacha in Shabbos Daf Chavtes that you're not allowed to read right next to a candle, right? Because we're worried that you're going to turn the oil, you're going to do whatever, you're going to use the oil, whatever, right? Hainu al karchav mineshav mar kibui, because it must be that the problem is that you're quickening how quickly it extinguishes. She'eno machesh mi'ar ner klal, she'ar ner la'olam mali shemeth. And it can't be a case where you're dimming the fire, right? If you're taking a little bit of oil of a huge lamp, what is Tosfos talking about? So the case there is not you have a candle wick floating in the oil. It's where there's a thin tube, right, from the source of the oil to the wick. So there, if you take oil from the flame, is it going to make the flame dim? No, because, right, there's a little bit of a gap, right? The oil, right, there's a, right, it's connected. So hilkach nearly, so I don't think Tosfos is right. Hilkach nearly, time of the mistapik menaner, mishum shemi marakibui. I think that no, the reason it's usher to do this is not like Tosfos says it can't be speeding up is usher on Yom Tov. I think, yes, it is. Right? As we saw, the Shingle Beds already quoted this position. V'af rabban and derb yosi modu b'hai gram kibui dechayav. And I'll tell you that even Rabbanan, right, even the Rabbanan who say that Gram is normally Mutter Midoraisa and therefore Mutter on Yom Tov, they'll agree that this type of Gram Kibui is Aser. Why? The Ad Kan Lo Pligi Hasam Elamishum De'eno Nogeya B'davar Hadolek. He said there's two different types of indirect cause. There's indirect cause where you don't touch what you're affecting, and then there's indirect cause where you do touch what you're affecting. One of those is less indirect than the other. Right? When I set up barrels that are going to collapse and therefore extinguish the fire on this circumference, not only is it indirect, I have nothing to do with the fire. Right? I'm just setting up an obstacle that will eventually stop the fire. But in the case of the lamp, yes, it's indirect in the sense that I'm not taking it, I'm not turning it off now, but I'm actually touching the candle. I'm actually affecting the source of the fire itself. That may be somewhat indirect, but it's more direct than, right, the classic case of Gram, right? So the Rosh said there's really three levels. There's extinguishing, there's speeding up the process of extinguishing by affecting the source of the fuel itself, and then there's causing kibui from an external perspective, right, setting up the barrels. The Rosh Tosfos equates 2 and 3 and says only direct kibui is asur on Yom Tov. Indirect of any sort is mutter. The only thing which is asur is dimming the flame now. The Rush says no. Even causation is asur if you actually touched, you actually were involved with the source of the fire itself. That's too direct. I understand it's one step below actually blowing out the flame, but it's one step above, right, setting up obstacles for the fire to go out. So Rush says that's Osir. And the Ad Kan Lo Pligi Hasam Lishum De'eino Nogeya B'Davar She'Adolek Elo Osir Davar Chutzolo HaGorem Es HaKibui She'Adiyah Shama Hadleika Aval Hocha HaShemen V'Apsila Shtein Gormen Es Hadleika. But here, the oil and the wick both are part of the flame. V'Amay Mechon Men, if you take one of them away, U'Mahar Es HaKibui Chayiv, then you're liable. And that's why when you add oil, you're chayiv. Because if you hadn't added oil, it would have gone out. And therefore, when it continues to burn after it should have, it's as if you lit it. And it's the same thing as true of extinguishing. If you take out oil and therefore you speed up the extinguishing, so you extinguished. The ain litol psila dolekes miner zev litim miner acher. You therefore can't take the wick out of one candle, put it somewhere else. Miyad shesol kamen an air have it lay mechabe umah oil umchazer vehidlik. And right, so now because now you've extinguished it, right? Not like the shittum mekubetzet, right? The Rosh just said, look, we look at what you did right now, not right your end game. Right, if you took out a wick, then right now that wick is incapable of lasting more than about 5 seconds. Therefore, you're chayev. That's called mechabed. Okay.
So yeah. Based on the fact that he put both the mavir and mechabed in the same sentence, are we talking about Shabbos or Yontif? In other words, is he saying that on Yontif you're not allowed to add oil to a flame?
No, on Yom Tov you can add oil, but that's because of Havara's mutter. Meaning he's saying, right. If you add oil, it is Havara, which on Shabbos is Aser, on Yom Tov is mutter. If you take away oil, it's Mechabe, and therefore it's Aser both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov.
Right. Okay.
Right?
But when he's putting it both in one sentence, is he in one sentence talking about Shabbos in half and Yom Tov in the other?
Yes. Right? Because if you add, so then on Shabbos, it's, I'll put it this way. If you add oil, it's Havara. It's Mamash Havara. But on Yom Tov, Havara is Asur, is Mutter. On Shabbos, it's Asur. If you take away oil, then it's Mechabeh, which is Asur both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, so he's just, he's relating to both Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's just that the halacha happened to be different.
Now, how does Rosh look at putting wicks into the, put an extra wick into the...
We don't know. I assume he would say it's Mutter, but you don't know.
Is that okay with the Dabar, or is it...
It might be, but you're allowed to be Mavir. Right?
Meaning, I'm saying from his point of view, let's say you hold it, there was a key point.
You take the bottle down.
Would this be in the case where...
Well, yeah.
External? Or is it,
no, this is clearly internal. The only question...
If you put the wick in...
Yeah.
The wick?
Yeah, that's clearly internal. Right? It's just that...
Is it
no, the chiddush of the Shita Mekubet said is not just that it's the problem there is not that it's internal, it's that it's Havara. Right? The chiddush of the Shita Mekubet said is that if your Kavana is for Kibui, even if what you're doing is Havara, it's Asur. But the Rosh says nothing about that. Right? The Rosh does not weigh in on that chiddush. Right? That chiddush is... That's a wild chiddush, which the Rosh doesn't weigh in at all. Okay. Now, what do you have? So therefore, you have Tosfos who says... taking away fuel when it doesn't affect the flame itself, doesn't affect the strength of the flame, is mutter. That's just called indirect cause. It's called gram. The Rosh says, no, gram is only when it's external. If you touch the source of the flame itself, that's automatically direct. The only time it's mutter is if you, if it's external, if it's internal, then it's asur. Fine. The Tosfos then adds that he thinks that even when you, therefore it's mutter to take away from a candle, but not a lamp, but he distinguishes between cutting it with a knife, right, or cutting it with fire, right, and he thinks that cutting it with fire is mutter, but cutting it with knife is asur. The Or Zeruah, I didn't give you this, but the Or Zeruah argues even on that point and says, no, if you're allowed to take away fuel as long as it doesn't affect the flame, then you're allowed to cut off the bottom of the knife too. That's fine.
What's the problem with Toys cutting the knife? We didn't discuss that yet.
Right, so I assume, it's not really clear, it doesn't really say, right? I don't know.
You're making another candle.
Maybe you're making another candle. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not really sure. It's Maka, or maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It's not totally clear. Okay. The Pnei Yeshua comments, and he says, "What's going to be a nafkamin al halacha between Rashi and Tosos?" Between Tosos and the Rosh. So the Pnei Yeshua says, "Well, what would happen if the flame is going to go out?" Only after Shabbos, after Yom Tov anyways. Right? Let's say, right, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on right before the end of Yom Tov, right? Yom Tov's ending at 5 o'clock, right? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? We don't even have, in Toronto, we don't have any Yom Tovim that will do that. Okay, fine. Only Hanukkah, and that doesn't matter. So it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and Yom Tov's going to end at 7:30. Fine. And the candle... can right now last for 5 hours. I'm going to take some oil. It's going to last for 2 hours.
Or there was a big receptacle and it had a lot of oil.
Or whatever, right? Or it's going to keep lasting well into the night. Is that mutter or asur? So Pnei Yeshua says, well, it depends. So look at 7. He says, nearly. Shemefarish gamgen vershatosos. Demai shemacha oro eve kibui gamur. Til perish arash. Gosser mara kibui lo mistaber. Sheba zechiv katas gamur. Kevin shlo nasa kibui ashtar klal. Achars manu memela. So the Pnei Yeshua says, well, it depends. If you're tosvos, well, what question do you have to ask? Is it mutter or asur? You only have to ask one question. Is the flame going to dim? If the flame is going to dim, it's asur because it's dimming. If the flame isn't going to dim, then it's mutter. According to the Rosh, though, this matters. Because according to the Rosh, what's the problem? The problem isn't that you're dimming it now, it's that you're causing it to go out. But you're allowed to make it go out on Motzei Yom Tov. And therefore, he says, according to the Rosh, if it's only asur if you take enough oil that it's going to go out on Yom Tov. But if there's 12 hours of oil And there's 3 hours left to Yom Tov, so you can take 6 hours worth of oil, right, safely, because it's still going to last 3 hours, Motzei Yom Tov. And if, according to the Rosh, the problem is you caused it to go out on Yom Tov, so then
you didn't cause it
to go out on Yom Tov. What? Well, yeah, but you need the oil, right? Yeah, well, maybe, except unless you need the oil for now. If the reason you're taking it is you need the oil, so then it's fine. Okay. Now, there is a machlokas in the Achronim, both for the Rosh and for Tosfos, whether this prohibition is Doraisa or Darabanan, right? Meaning, when the Rosh and Tosfos say this,
When you do something on Shabbos, and it has an effect on after Shabbos,
yeah.
That's always with it?
No.
So
here, because the assumption is that right now, right, you can't cause something to be nichbe, right?
So you can't have this. If I do an action now, nichbe, it might not. Kibbutz shouldn't be until after Shabbos.
No, so this is a big shaila, right? The classic case where this comes up is the Acharonim discuss what happens if you cook something or you put something on a flame, but it's not actually going to cook. Kamai chol ben jersoy until after Shabbos. Are you chayev? Right?
If you plant something, it's
going to... No, well, plant... Well, what? Fine, that's not daraisa. Right? I mean, the question is, right, bishul, right, is you're only chayev when it gets cooked, right, and becomes edible. So what happens? It's only going to become edible after Shabbos, but you started the process now. Are you chayev because you started the process or not? Right? So the Pnei Yeshua is at least assuming, right, that... If you're going to cause a malacha, which isn't going to happen on Shabbos, you're not chayev.
And Rashi would say, you can't do any of that. You can't take stuff away, right?
Well, Rashi doesn't weigh in on this question.
No, I'm just asking. How
right, he doesn't know. Here, doesn't weigh in on it. Right, that he doesn't weigh in on that aspect.
He may talk about making your four Shabbos
yet. Right, I mean, he doesn't tell you whether the case is where it's going to make it go out before or after. He just tells you that when it's also, it's also even for food.
Rashi would say that.
I don't know. I mean, Rashi gives you no indication here. Okay. Right, the Kovach Shiurim makes the same point. Right, L'Perish HaRosh, and Mistavim HaShem and V'Shabbos, Kodom HaLayla, V'Akibu Yeh B'Layla Potter, L'Perish Tosu Chayev, Da'akibu Yeh La'alter, Shemayit Oro. Okay. That's the Pnei Yeshua and the Kovach Shiurim. The Sfas Emes points out that that's not obvious, which Sam would just pointed out, right? It's Pnei Yeshua, the Kibbutz Yerim, take this as obvious, right? That clearly, Pnei Yeshua must mean that it's only Usher if it's actually, the Rosh must mean it's only Usher if it actually goes out on Shabbos. But how do you know, right? What about cooking? Right? If I cook something, my Chol Ben Jersoy case, right? If I put it on the flame on Shabbos, and it's not going to cook till after, who says I'm not Chayev? Right? You're assuming that. Maybe that's not true. So Sfas Emes says, you're right, I'm a Supuk. What does he hold? I'm not sure. Because on the one hand, the Pnei Yeshua and the Kovach Shiurim are right. Their Svara sounds good. Namely, if the Rosh says, the only reason it's Usher is because you're causing it to go out on Yom Tov, it's not going to go out on Yom Tov, so it's Mutter. On the other hand, the Gemara never said that. So maybe you're misunderstanding the Rosh. Maybe the Rosh isn't saying that it's Usher because you're going to make it go out on Yom Tov. He's saying you can't do an act on Yom Tov that makes the flame go out earlier. Right? Regardless of whether it happened on Yom Tov. Kibui is any act which quickens the process of Malacha. Right, of the Malach of Kibui. Right, so the Pnei Yeshua and the Kovach Shiurim take Kedavar Pashut, that what the Rosh means is that it's usher to cause a candle to actually go out on Yom Tov. The Sfas Emes says, who says? Maybe what the Rosh means is it's usher to do an act which speeds up extinguishing on Yom Tov, even if it doesn't actually go out on Yom Tov. Right?
No.
The Eglay Tal has it also. Correct. It's a Sachet Shever. The Eglay Tal has a long piece on this.
Right.
I didn't put it because of length. The Sfas Emes puts it in three lines, and the Eglay Tal.
The
Sachet Shever? The Avnei Nezer is Eglay Tal. Avnei Nezer is Eglay Tal, and I mean, they're probably. I mean, they might be related for all I know, but they're not like.
Sachet Shever's name is Linda.
I mean, they could be related for all I know, but no, they're not the same. Like, they're not the same. Correct. Correct. The Igla Tal makes a big deal of this. The Igla Tal, Ebenezer, right, makes a big deal of this for, you know, he's the one who brings up the Bishul question, right? For space, I put Svasemes, because as you can see, these three sources altogether are less than the size of the Igla Tal, right? Which, besides the Igla Tal's length, the Igla Tal's not a Bar Ilan, which is even more important, right? You know, if I can't copy and paste it, right, then, okay. Fine. Okay, if you look at the Ritva, adds, well, actually, no, here we have to continue with the Gemara, right? So if you look, the Gemara then adds three words, right? Amar Rav, Kinba, Shari. After we've talked about this halacha, but Kinba is Shari. Now, what is Kinba? So Rashi says, Kinba is Limchot Rosh Apsila, Shenaseh Pechom, Shekorin Mokir Bilaz. It's to take off the top of the wick that has become charcoal. That's mutter. You're allowed to take it off. Right, and Tosfos comments on that, right? Peirush Rashi, Mokir Bilaz, Limchot Rosh Apsila Vosa Pechom. Right, you're allowed to take off the top of the wick, even though you make it into charcoal. Veloni here, I don't think that's right. They'll come on, Perek HaMevi, Korele Mochtin Esaner, my Mochtin, Iduye Choshcha. Velok Amar Hacha, Kiahi Lishna. Said, no, right, we use a different word for that later on. Lachainir, the Trei Chituye. There's two types of Chituye. Yesh Echad Bishah Shadolik, Vahainu Haud La Kamon. There's one type of Mochet, of Chituye, which is while it's lit, you do whatever you do, which we'll come to at Daf Lamed Ben. V'yesh echad la'acha shekava shemitakna oso kedisha yidlak maher, meshidlak maher. Sometimes when the flame goes out, so then you fix it a little bit so that it'll light better when you relight it. U'meiser apecham, and you remove the blackened part of it, shirosh apsila, v'kach nochek shiadlak oso v'hainu ahidahacha deshari, and that's mutter. Okay, so according to this, according to what Tosva says, the kinba sugya has nothing to do with us, right? He's just saying that you're allowed to take off the black part of the candle to allow it to light better. But the Ritva says as follows. He says, what is this? Girsas Rav Alfasi by Rambamzal, Amar Yudah Kinsa Shari. The Rambam and the Rif say the girsa is not kinba, the girsa is kinsa. What's kinsa? Uper shuhem zal avuka, shi asuya mechatichos ktanem shel eitzim, v'achas b'miktasana, or if you have a bonfire, and made up of many little different pieces of wood, and the flame only caught on to some of the pieces of wood, but there's flame, there's wood on the outer on the outskirts of the flame that haven't yet caught fire. Mutter lito meos and aizim shalo achaz ben aor. You're allowed to take those pieces of wood that the flame hasn't touched yet. Vilo dummy lemistapeng mishem and shibener shasser. And it's not like our previous case, which is osir. Because when you take the oil from the candle, why is it usher? Right, we saw this already. Because according to the Rash, at least, what's the problem? You can't touch the source of the flame. But what's called the source of the flame? So the Rambam, the Rif, and the way the Ritva is understanding, push it. And they say, well, it depends. Right? The Rash said that Gram Kibui is mutter if it doesn't touch the source of the flame itself. You might have thought that any wood that I've designated for a bonfire is the source of the fire. But he says, no, it's not. The oil in the jug, right, that you're now lighting, that's one object, right? That's one source of fuel. Just because you put wood around your fire doesn't make it part of the fuel until the flame touches it, right? And therefore, it's clarifying. Here, everything's by itself. The cave and chicane, who a dinim, hayu bener chatichos ktano shel chaylev, dimutur lital achat mayen. He said, therefore, let's say it wasn't oil. Let's say you had oil, and inside the oil you also had solid pieces of floating fat, right? Which hadn't yet, you know, congealed. They hadn't yet liquefied. And therefore, they were distinguishable from the rest of the fuel. The Ritva says, I'm going to be mechadesh, even that's mutter, right? Now, that's not obvious, right? Because you could have different levels, right? You could have, right, clearly a jug of oil is one big source of fuel, the multiple pieces of wood, you can understand why they're not. If you have, but you could say that, look, once I plop in pieces of fat into the jug, they're now part of the fuel. But the Ritva says no. The only time it's usher is when it's like, you know, become one indistinguishable source of fuel. But if there's distinguishable, meaning I can look at it and I can say, look, I know that my candle is not burning because of the fat. How do I know? Because it hasn't liquefied yet, right? It's still a solid, right? If I drop a candle, right, into...
Is that not a question of borer?
Why is it borer?
Aren't you taking out the bad thing, what you don't want?
First of all, you're taking away a good thing. You want the fat.
Oh, you want the fat. Okay.
Right? And besides, it's not clear that it is. It's distinguishable.
Okay.
Right? Meaning, according to Chazon Ish, based on a Taz, then yes, because there's the weird, you know, sort of a weird case of it. But it's not an obvious case.
Right.
It's not an obvious case of borer. The obvious case of borer is only when it's, right, enonikar, when there's an actual mixture, you have to be ma'ayin. Here, you don't have to be ma'ayin. It's a big glob of fat. Just pick it up, right? It might be borer, but it might not
small
be.
Small pieces, that's why I'm asking.
Okay, but still, in a liquid...
But then a single candle, like a wax candle, the usher to cut the bottom off, because it's a single unit.
Well, according to the Rush, and the Ritva is following the Rush in that sense, yes. Right? Yes. Now, okay, I'm going to give away what we're going to get to. Well, we'll finish the Ritva in a second, but just the question I want you to start thinking about, we're not going to get to it this week, but we'll start it next week, is where would you put a gas stove? Think about that. In the kitchen, thank you. great, Gerard. But where, a gas stove, what is it like, right? Is it similar to the wood, right? Is it similar to the oil jug? Is it similar to the floating fat? Is it better than any of them? Is it worse than all of them, right? Where is it, right? It's not obvious when you think about it. From the one hand, you would think, well, it's like the jug of oil, mm-hmm. right? On the other hand, that's not true at all, right? Because, right, is the gas, is if you leave your flame on for the next 3 days, right, is all that gas in your house right now, right, like sitting in waiting for the flame? No, it's being pumped through pipes, right? So maybe it's more similar to the wood. When you turn off the flame, what are you doing, right? You're not actually taking oil away. What are you doing? You're stopping it from coming, right? Right. That question became very, very controversial because there was a posek in Bnei Brak who happened to be a Zionist, a Mizrahi, right, who published a tshuva being matir. A kol kore was issued against his tshuva, right, by three of the gedolim in Bnei Brak, which someone with a sense of humor, if you look on the Hebrew books, front page of it, instead of the front page saying the name of the tshuva, it's the kol kore from the gedolim saying that this tshuva is not a bar samcha. And then, and this is where rabbinic politics gets fun, there is three suggestive tshuvot by Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he says, I have a chiddush I don't want to say, right? And we have no way of knowing what he says from his writing. We only know that certain talmidim suggest that it might be mutter, and that miraculously, around the time that tshuva was published, a tshuva came out in YU from Rav Tendler in 1952, saying that I think it's mutter, right? You know, his son-in-law, right? So we're going to come to that, but think about it, because we're going to come to it. Okay, fine. But let's finish the Ritva in the meantime. The Ritva says, now that I've given away the end, but fine. The Ramban also said, Dilafiza avu dolo k'tana shel shava shekarin barndon shidolega shemutra lachtoch menekdeh shaloti dole kula. A really big candle, the Ramban says, mutter. V'shar shava called over davar hula atzmo, because each piece of the wax is by itself. The avul pishanasim and I call avuka achas v'lo dami l'shemen, even though it is one big thing, right? It's not like oil. V'chein nagu b'miktas mekomos b'avuka shedliku v'sakneses l'asam chastara, and this is apparently the minok. Because the Ritva, the eno nachon, but the Ritva doesn't like it. L'fi shekol avuka guvechad, because the point is, if it's one body, it's aser. And a candle is one unit. Besides, the Ritva only said it was mutter, the things that didn't touch the candle. But once it touches, it is aser. Okay. I just gave you at the end that the Me'iri actually puts a name on it. I showed it to you in the Mishnah Kumbetzah before, but it's actually the Me'iri, right? The V'chein Osir is starting on Hashem, and V'asa Kein V'chayi Mishum Mechaba, V'imbol L'rabos V'psilos, right? And if you want to add wicks, so Im L'tzarech Oreh Mutter. If you're doing it for fire, it's fine. B'lo Savik, Shein L'tzarech Ukamar V'eitim Medura, V'im L'karavis Kibu, you have Nirashu Osir, right? So the author of that anonymous position, Mishnah Kumbetzah, it seems to be the Me'iri. Okay, so next week what we'll do is we're going to just look at the halacha, right? Shulchan Aruch Ber Halacha Piskei Tshuvos, and then this, you know, suggestive piece in Rav Moshe. If you want, I can bring in the original tshuva from the, it's from the tshuva Netzer Matai, right, where he argues that it's mutter to turn off a gas stove on Yom Tov. We can look at it inside. We can look at Rav Ovadia's summary of it and his summary of the rejections and his suggestion of what you should do instead. And since everyone wants it, then I will bring in the basics of timers on Shabbos, because that's way too complicated to do everything, but at least the aspect of it that relates to this. Okay.